Hello friends, we now move into the next chapter of import-export management commercial functions, and that is we are now going to look at packaging and labeling. There are two aspects to both packaging and labeling. Number one, we will look at the normal packaging and labeling that you see all around you for local goods, and then we will see the packaging required for exports, labeling required for exports. What are the requirements, why they are needed, and what type of packages are required, especially for exports. We'll deal more on those things, including the advanced forms of labeling them. Let's understand the importance of packaging. Then, if we have got to go on large-scale exports, we have got to look at value-added packaging. And then we'll go to labeling, and especially as far as international goods are concerned, barcodes and RFID methods of labeling. Then let us also look at the packaging in e-commerce, and then dangerous goods, specialized packaging and labeling requirement for dangerous goods. And then I'll explain to you about the Indian Institute of Packaging. That's an organization in India, especially helping you in your export packaging aspects. I think normal packaging, I need not emphasize much to you, because you are all well aware that the first and foremost objective is to prevent damage to the product. And this damage can occur at any stage of storage, transportation, handling, movement for distribution, and ultimately going to the consumer. Of course, it forms a very important cost element of goods depending on the type of product. There are products where the basic cost may be negligible, but the package cost may be very high. I'll give you a small example of a pharmaceutical product. The actual pharmaceutical ingredient is only one grain, which has to go directly to your affected part in your body. One grain. But for that grain to reach from the factory into the affected part, you have got, first of all, either a tablet, white tablet, that's a packaging, or other forms of, various tablets which dissolve very easily, or even in the form of an injection liquid. They are all parts of the packaging of that one grain of goods which has to reach from manufacturing to the affected part of your body. And all of them play important roles, including the end package of the carton, because they serve a regulatory requirement. Significant impact on cost and productivity of the logistics system as far as packaging is concerned. I don't think I have got to emphasize on this. Main cost elements are purchasing of packaged material, introducing automated or manual packing operations, and ultimately disposal of those packing material which are not to be used at the destination. We have got various types of packaging material. Shrink, that is a wrapping form of packing where a pre-stretched plastic sheet or bag is placed over a platform and master cartons and heating the locks and cartons. You must have seen them in, you know, the cold drinks which are coming from the factory nowadays in bulk packages, 15, 20 or 30 bottles. That is heat shrinking packaging. Stretch wrapping, the unit load of a package has got to be tightly drawn together by an external plastic material to bind it together. Then aluminium packaging is a very important package, especially aluminium foil. You have metal tubes also, molded trays also of aluminium. Then we have high density plastic boxes, that is containers with lids, similar to those purchased for home storage applications. You have plastic strapping, that is a load is unitized together, smaller packages into a larger container. It can be handled as a single unit and therefore they are strapped together. Then there is one, plastic dunnage. This is used to pack irregular shaped products into standard shaped boxes. And film based packaging, which utilizes flexible material instead of rigid packaging like corrugated fiberboard boxes. Then corrugated fiberboard cases represent an important part of the paper and board industry because they are used virtually for all locally procured goods, especially television sets, washing machines, refrigerators. Name an article and you will find mostly corrugated fiberboard cases, boxes are used. Blanket wrapping is a traditional form of packing only household goods for shifting purposes. We have returnable containers. These are mostly reusable packages like steel or plastic and sometimes corrugated fiber board boxes also. We have intermediate bulk containers used for granular and liquid products, tank shaped containers for liquid, and large drums also used for granular products. Then we have a plastic pallet. Pallets are basically a base, plastic base, lightweight, and a number of smaller packages is stacked on it to make it as a single unit duly strapped together so that they can be easily moved very fast. Pallet pools are also third party suppliers maintain and lease high quality pallets all through the country. Because palletization has contributed immensely to logistical productivity. The larger the package for movement, the more easier it is to handle by not manual but machines. Then we have refrigerated pallets, that is a self-contained refrigerated shipping unit which can be placed inside a regular dry van as a less than truckload shipment. When packaging is such an important issue, let us look at the cost factor. The cost depends on the nature of the product, physical dimensions, the value of the product, the regulatory requirements, etc. There is a unit package cost, that is the basic material or container price. An increase in the volume of the package If you buy the package in quantity volumes, you will attract a lesser price for the package material. Operation cost. Package equipment must have the strength and ability to withstand the stress of high-speed filling equipment. Warehouse. In the warehouse, the shape of the package and strength of the package are factors which play a key importance here. How? In any warehouse, you don't store goods on a flat area basis, but you store them at a height of around 8 feet. Therefore, the very bottom package carries a load of all the other packages which are kept on top of that particular package. So that is a consideration which has got to be taken as far as packaging is concerned. Distribution, moving the product, are referred to as transport costs, which are governed either by weight of the finished pack or the volume. If your actual goods are small and you create a larger volume package to move it, then the freight is chargeable on the volume rather than the weight. And therefore, this may depend upon the shipping distance and value of the item being handled. That is where the crucial aspect of exports are concerned. Let us look at designing a modern day package. It is today we have a very complex designing procedure because packaging plays a very, very high role as far as selling the goods are concerned. Designing, first of all, you have to brief the designer. The person who is designing the package needs to understand what is in the mind of the manufacturer. And manufacturer has got to have his own marketing analysis, which he has got to give to the designer. Specific objectives may be given, and the designer needs to list out his views about the problem. Then gathering information about the package, that is meeting people involved in the production process of the packaging material, various channel members like sales personnel, dealers, etc. Facts about packaging material need to be gathered. Then writing design platform. There is a platform for writing the actual design. The design gives a report. Designer will give a report giving full details of what he has understood from the manufacturer and what has to be done to achieve the objectives which he has laid down. Product and packaging engineers have got to work together. The product engineer with the packaging engineers, they have got to work together. Creative phase, here comes the creative phase. The creative people are now involved. They give a precise definition of the problem and a set of objectives to work upon. Each product has got a different objective as far as packaging is concerned. They are also required to find visual solutions to the problems stated within the boundaries outlined in the platform of design. Next, consulting the suppliers. Appropriate supplies of materials need to be called in. The ideas synchronized with reality. And the ideas need to be practical and cost effective. Then comes the stage of presentation. The ideas are presented at a first visual presentation meeting. The client actually sees the work which is being done, and then the design should be judged in relation to the design platform that was created. If any modification is required, it can be done at this stage. And of course, there is a design testing facility. Test package is prepared with a number of tests which have been developed, which are listed below now. One is image test, their use of qualitative and quantitative research to assess consumer attitudes, preferences, and messages to be communicated. Then there are usage tests, that is examining the functional related attitudes towards packaging and usually involved in placement tests. Then there are visibility tests. They are designed to evaluate the legibility of the pack graphics, relative impact of different pack elements, and the relative impact of different designs, so that your product is properly brought out by your package. Then there is a brainwave analysis, especially where advertising is concerned. The advertising agencies are brought into the picture and they also give guidance on the package designing. Final phase is meeting with the client is held, and at this stage various aspects of packaging like labels, contents, color schemes, artwork, on label, etc., they all need to be finalized for ultimately going for the product designing, that is the packaging production designing. Complete designs are presented to the clients for approval. Design is approved and also set as per initial discussions concerning the marketing strategy. And ultimately finishing the job, finalized artwork is turned over to the suppliers for producing the packs. Why do we have such type of lengthy procedure? Factors which affect choice of your packing material. One, characteristics of material to be packaged, destination, kind of transportation, handling, storability and storage considerations, conditions of usage and distribution, cost and availability of the type of package and choice of substitutes. When we look at the types of packages that we have, you basically need two types of packages. One is consumer packaging and second is logistic or industrial packaging. The package design focuses on customer convenience, market appeal, shelf utilization, and product presentation. Proper package design should have its base on a complete assessment of the logistical packaging requirements also, which requires complete evaluation of how the logistic system influences the packaging. When we go to logistics, concept of containerization today of the individual product are grouped into cartons, bags, bins or barrels for handling efficiently. There are master cartons where smaller units are grouped together for unitization of handling. Then there are logistical packaging which is designed to meet distribution objectives. Major functions of the packaging, as we saw in the very beginning, was damage protection. Master carton protects the product from damage while movement and storage, in addition to being a restraint to pilferage. And the vulnerability of damage is related to the environment in which it is stored and transported. Then you've got to look at the utility or convenience. Products packed in certain configurations and order quantities increases the logistical output. Thus, packaging provides convenience of handling and storing. And then communication also is one of the functions of packaging, by assisting all channel members to identify the contents of the package like the manufacturer's name, quantity, code number, etc., and other regulatory requirements to be mentioned on the package. As far as we are concerned for our export, the ultimate packaging is the shipping containers. A shipping container is a container with strength suitable to withstand shipment, storage, and handling. Shipping containers range from large reusable steel boxes used for intermodal shipments to the ubiquitous corrugated boxes. In the contents of international shipping trade, container or shipping container is virtually synonymous with a standard intermodal freight container. It is also a container designed to be moved from one mode of transport to another without unloading and reloading. Intermodal freight containers are reusable transport for transport and storage unit for moving products and raw material between various locations or countries. A large proportion of the world's long distance freight generated by international trade is transported in shipping containers. Of course, corrugated boxes are commonly used as shipping containers. They are made of corrugated flex fiber boards, which is lightweight, recyclable, and strong enough to ship a variety of products. Wooden boxes are also used for shipping heavy and dense products. Or a crate is a large container often made of wood and used to transport large, heavy, or awkward items. Crate is a self-supporting structure with or without cover sheathing. An intermediate bulk container made of plastic or composite steel, etc., is used for transport and storage of fluids and bulk material. A flexible intermediate bulk container is a big bag or bulk bag or super sack as a standardized container of large dimensions for storing and transporting granular product. It is often made of woven synthetic material. Then you have got bulk boxes, bulk bins, skid boxes where you can skid them, or tote boxes as a pallet size box used for storage and shipping of bulk quantities. Drums are cylindrical shipping containers made of steel, plastic, or fiber. They are often used for liquids and granular materials. Then we have got specialized insulated shipping containers. They are used for temperature sensitive products such as food, pharmaceutical, chemicals, etc. And especially when a cold chain is required to be maintained for product freshness and efficacy. A unit load device or ULD is a container used for cargo on commercial aircraft. These are specific shaped unit devices or pallets or containers depending on the shape of the aircraft, especially wide bodied or narrow bodied aircrafts. Then we have specialized shipping containers which are used for shipments of products such as weapons and aviation components. Then you have flight cases and transit cases which are custom built designed for shipping and carrying fragile equipment like audiovisual cameras, instruments, etc. They are light in construction with reinforced edged corners. Heavy and expensive items are enclosed in containers with double or triple wall to avoid pilferage and damage. You look at your own laptop which you are carrying every day. You are busy with your laptop only. You have never seen the case or package which holds the laptop. It has to be light, but it has got reinforced edge and corners. And then you have unitization. Products are grouped together in cartons, bags, barrels for handling efficiency. If we look at other types of shipping containers, all shippers must pack their cargo in such a manner that it is moved and handled entirely by mechanical equipment like lifts and cranes all through the distribution network. This is a primary requirement in international trade. No country would like to see their goods come loose or individual smaller packages, because time is wasted in the logistic framework. Why? Because this enables faster loading and unloading by transportation equipments, resulting in more efficient distribution center operations and also a reduced level of pilferage. Palletization is, of course, a common form of utilization. A pallet is a flat tray upon which articles are placed and can be handled as one single article. For securing the article to the pallet, metal strapping or plastic strapping is used. Major benefit is reduction in time required to load or unload the product from the vehicle and better utilization of warehouse space. Here, I have given you some package images. Look at the packaging, pallet packing on the one side and a container for shipping weapons. Look at the vast difference between the two. Let us now try to understand what is value-added packaging. Today, the consumers are very health and diet conscious. They will often pay more for a package as they pay for the product itself. All consumers assume that a package is going to contain and preserve food. But when the consumers are in the supermarket and ready to purchase, they need information. They need to know that a particular product is the right one for them. And for that, the package is the only source of information available. Especially food products, consumers are especially interested in the nutritional information. No, your own experience. You go to a supermarket to buy any product, you will first look at the contents and the nutritional information on the package and then decide to purchase. That is where value-added packaging comes into the picture. Although packaging has made tremendous strides over the years, it still remains as one of the main avenues for increased value adding in the food distribution industry. The industry always wants to see a new package that is easy to ship, easy to stock, and yields greater profits. Today, you need packages with food products in such a way that store in the fridge, remove from the fridge, keep it on the table, remove from the table, again, store in the fridge. This is the kind of packaging which you always look at. And that is where value-added packaging comes into the picture. Also, well-known brand is dependent. When once consumers know the quality, they can rely on it time and time again. And the package actually establishes the brand identification in many ways. Packages have become brighter, products have become more numerous, and they clutter the supermarket shelves. This has reached such huge proportions. And that is why manufacturers take extra efforts to make these packages more convenient, more attractive to the eye, more attractive to the consumers. Thank you.